the Donegal County Council, we're commissioning some research on the Laurels in Glenties, which is playwright Brian Friel's mother's home, actually, and is also the inspiration behind the play Dancing at Lunasa. So the house itself is a protected structure of national significance, and again, it's one of the few buildings in the county that has that distinction. And Donegal County Council has done some previous work on it previously in commissioning a conservation report back in 2017. But the purpose of the study at present is to try and bring together what we know about the built heritage of the Laurels, to link it with Brian Friel's writings on Ballybeg and Glenties, and again, Ballybeg, this mythical place that he created, which is based on Glenties, and also the family history research on the McLoon and the Friel families. So trying to tie all that information together to inform the conservation of the building that's being led out by the Brian Friel Trust at the moment.
Yeah, and now is the right time to do this, isn't it? The more recent the history is, the easier it is to fill in the gaps and to get a fully rounded state of play for future generations.
Absolutely, because again, you know, people would appreciate the building, you know, from a heritage point of view in terms of the architecture of the building. People would appreciate Brian Friel's writings. People would be familiar with the families that are involved and would know them. But trying to bring all that information together really kind of is, I suppose, is a unique aspect of the study, and it really largely hasn't been done before. And I think it's very, very important in the conservation of a building that we understand the story behind the building, because there does seem to be that disconnect between our literary inheritance and the conservation of homes of our writers, playwrights, artists, musicians, authors. And that's very important because it helps tell the story of their lives and to discover the inspiration behind their work. It's important in its own right, maybe because of its architecture, but it's also important in terms of our tourism industry, because we know ourselves when we go someplace new, one of the first places that we seek out are places maybe that are associated with famous people in that area, and it allows us to make that connection with that place.
Yeah, and it's already helpful to know that it inspired him, isn't it? And that he, you know, spent so much time there and as I say, you know, drew inspiration from it. When people are studying work, when people are fans of people's work, especially, you know, when it's global, there's a huge thirst for information and authenticity and the roots of the work, and then people find themselves becoming, you know, investigating it themselves and drawing their own conclusions, but they need that base info, don't they?
Absolutely, and again, the Laurels really helps us provide that in the case of Brian Friel, because he would spend part of the summer holidays in Glenties, in the Laurels, and this is where his aunts lived, the McLoon sisters, and this was his mother's ancestral home. And again, the play Dancing at Lunasa is dedicated to those five brave Glenties women, as he calls them, referring to his mother and her four sisters who grew up in that house. So there's a very tangible connection between the building and the inhabitants in the building, and of course his work as well. And in the last Saturday's Irish Times magazine, Brendan McSivney, who I know has been on your show as well, has written an article on Barney McLoon, who was a priest and missionary and also an uncle of Brian Friel's. And the character Father Jack in Dancing at Lunasa is based on Barney McLoon, who actually grew up in that house as well. So that's all kind of reflected in his writings on Ballybeg and on the Laurels, but it's also based, it has a grain of truth in it. And again, as you said, people like that authenticity. They like to see those places that are associated with the lives of the people that provided the inspiration for these characters.
What is the status of the Laurels as is? And also, you mentioned some preservation work has been done. I mean, in whom is it in public ownership? Is there plans to make it a visitor centre, or do people live there? Or what can you tell us about the actual building as is?
Yeah, well, my understanding is that up until about the 1950s, I think that's when the last McLoon sisters passed away, and then the building changed hands a couple of times since then. But a few years ago, Joe Mulholland, who's the director of the McGill Summer School, he established the Brian Friel Trust, and they purchased the building.
Oh, so it's in safe hands. That's good to hear.
It's in safe hands, and the plan is to try and conserve the building in the first instance, and then obviously to provide interpretation, whether that be through a visitor centre or whatever format.
Well, we we're lucky in that, you know, we can reflect on really vivid descriptions, well, vivid at least from his perspective, of Mr. Friel's memories of it, and how he can recount in such detail. You know, and not many people, I know, but this must come with brains. I can't remember which room I slept in when I was young in my own home house when I was a cub, but he seems to remember the intimate and intricate details of this building. So, you know, that again shows his intelligence, I suppose, but also, you know, it allows something to be created there.
Yeah, and it's not just in his fictional work that he actually talks very fondly about the Laurels and about Glenties. He's also written about his life autobiographically, and he's told about the importance of the Laurels and the importance, the influence that Glenties has had on his work as well. And in Self-Portrait that he wrote in 1971, he talks about, you know, spending time in the Laurels and remembering the shape of the cups hanging in the scullery and the pattern of flags on the kitchen floor and the wooden stairway. And actually, when you go into the building, you can actually see those elements still surviving. So again, you know, it's just that tangible reminder. And his, you know, his clear memories, like, you know, are those tangible things that the Laurels can convey are still very much there. And then, of course, in his writings then on Ballybeg, you know, this mythical place that he created, the Ballybug, is very much based on Glenties. And, you know, his plays like Philadelphia, Here I Come, that really established him when it was released in 1964, Translations, Dancing at Lunasa, The Home Place, all those plays are set in Ballybeg in the Glenties area. That really was the inspiration behind it. And this study really is trying to tease that out, trying to link his writings with those various places, not just Glenties, also the surrounding area that provided the inspiration for his works, and just kind of help telling the story of the people who lived there.
And there are people listening to this who have pages of the chapters of this story. You know, it could be photos, it could be a letter, it could be anything. It's astonishing, you know, when people dig deep, and whoever is commissioned to carry out this study, they will uncover stuff we don't know. They will discover little nuggets. They will fill gaps. And that's sort of part of this two-pronged appeal, isn't it? I think initially also you're looking for someone to get involved with this study, but also the general public who have information, stories, photos, or whatever it is, because the arts is such a broad church, it encompasses all, to make them available to be copied or looked after or just reviewed or whatever.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And even since we've started sort of the publicity sort of around the research project, several people have come forward with offers of help with information on the McLoone family who lived in the house. They've come with offers of information on photographs that they have of the building or the people who lived there, information on Brian Friel and the links between various places sort of in West Donegal with Brian Friel's work. So we're very much interested in hearing from members of the public who might have any information, and might be only one little piece of information, one little morsel, but we're interested in capturing all of that. And as I said, we're inviting applications for people to actually do the study itself until Friday the 8th of May, and the full details are available on the Donegal County Council website. And again, the work will involve archival research, analysis of Friel's literary works and his writings, family history research, interviews, and then sort of trying to bring all that together and kind of to set it in context.
Super. Donegalcoco.ie. Joe Gallagher, always a pleasure.
Thanks very much, Craig.
Take care of yourself.